Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Now, it's your turn to talk. As the Hillman Morning Show presents Hillmail.
Hey, Danielle, you're an absolute star from the moment you arrived at AAF. The last 11 years, we've got to watch you grow and grow and grow.
On WAAF.
Call me fat.
She's here.
I am.
A dramatic turn of events.
Much to the chagrin of seven of you.
There are some listeners who are very unhappy.
That's fine.
They've been texting in this morning.
I still have to read their dumb texts.
Listen, that's the way it goes with everything on this show.
Right.
Fitzy's on. People text in. I love Fitzy. People text in. Get this guy off your show. I hate Fitzy. Spaz comes by and visits with his audio. People say, I love Spaz. Mm-hmm. Laser show. And then people say, get this idiot off your show.
I tried to stay, Danielle. They wouldn't let me.
I
gave my notice, and the very last day, I was like, I'm going to stay. And Greg was like, yeah. Yeah, bud. We're actually happy you're leaving.
We're all set.
Sorry.
That offer is no longer available.
Nope, you're out.
You said no.
Come on, please. It was like the last minute I was leaving. I was coming down from, we were doing the, what do they call it, the rise up against hunger. I was coming down from the boom, and I'm like, all right, so are we cool? Can I come back? No.
No,
we just wanted to, we didn't have anybody to do the rise up for against hunger, so we wanted you to stay till then.
We wanted you to stay for that, and we're going to let you go.
All right. Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union for the lowest rates in Boston on mortgages, home equity loans, first-time buyer programs, and more. Visit cityofbostoncu.com, the City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. And here are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left over the last couple of days.
Friday, 6:17 a.m.
Hi, Danielle. We're so happy that you stayed. Make this show worthwhile. All your voices in your head and in ours. Thank you for everything you've done and will continue to do. Say hi to Aunt Kathy for me. I hope she can come out and say hi today too. Love you.
End of message.
Now she can come out and say hi anytime you want to. I was listening to that girl earlier. And I think it's funny because everybody's like, oh, I don't want to vote for question three for more humane areas for chickens and pigs because it's going to cost me $10 a pound for chicken. Wait till Donald Trump deports all the Mexicans. Nobody's going to pick blueberries. You're going to be paying $40 a gallon for orange juice.
It's going to be more expensive to get that stuff. Is that
Yeah. Middle-class white people want to go pick produce. Not happening.
It's not going to happen.
Everybody, I love it. It's such a ridiculous standard. Everybody wants the illegals deported, but they forget what kinds of jobs they do that keep price points at certain places. You're in for a shock, people.
Illegals, they got to cut up Hillmail.
Friday, 6:21 a.m.
Okay, so Danielle is staying. So Danielle, how much more money did they give you? How much of a raise did you get? Are you making more than Greg?
End of message.
Zero. That backfired. Stay because I love you, idiots.
Yes.
It's all right to stay, though. I'm happy for you.
That's cool.
How much longer is that? Did you sign a new deal or something? Yeah. You're here for like 10 more years?
2 years.
Which is going to be weird when Greg retires, so hopefully I can convince him to stay.
Oh, it's going to be weird, period, when he retires. I can't believe you're going to leave.
You know what?
I feel like when you leave, I'm going to feel like that Donald Trump hater that the whole world is going to come to an end.
Oh, Spaz.
And then it's going to be okay to touch women inappropriately.
Really, I appreciate it, but a lot of the listeners, they don't want to hear you kiss my ass all morning. I mean, I like it.
Sometimes success happens this way, so I'll just say it in case someone's listening. If someone from Fox News is listening right now,
yes.
You guys are missing the boat on having Greg Hill have his own show called The Hill on your network, period.
I know
you don't want to do TV. I don't care. You would
adds,
be phenomenal.
It adds 10 pounds.
So you'll lose some weight.
I'm not
losing any weight.
You would absolutely kill it. You have a steel trap of a mind. You'd never forget anything. It's amazing to me. I'm pretty sure you could rattle off, I'm not going to test you on this, but I'm pretty sure you could rattle off all 535 congressmen. You know a lot
Congress
about
people.
Congress people, yeah, because there's men and women. And congratulations to the four new ethnic groups that got hired or something, whatever.
Yes, yes.
But,
or something.
Something
or
like that.
Something like
but
that.
Yeah, I just got to say, if there's an executive, listen, give the guy a shot. So let's say Megyn Kelly's out for a day or Bill O'Reilly's out for a day.
Yeah.
Throw Greg in there. Really? I'm telling you, the next day, you guys would all be brainstorming about how to have a show with Greg Hill. I'd like to have a segment on that show.
Like, you'd like to have a segment.
Yes.
Okay,
right
here we go.
Friday,
6:22
a.m.
Yeah. Hi, Daniel. It's not Kathy. Very upset, honey. I thought we were going to have more time together to spend time and have coffee in the morning once you're retired. But anyways, good luck, honey. Nice to have you back.
End of message.
Yeah, you and Aunt Kathy would have had more time together.
I had all the time in the world. I was going to start driving for Uber.
Oh, yes. Oh, you're going to start driving for Uber.
I said, where are you going? Hold on a second. I got to put it into my GPS, pull the glasses down, start swearing at the phone.
Friday, 6:47 a.m.
I figured out a way to fix this problem with all the protesters. We just got to give them a participation trophy, and they'll all go home happy.
End of message.
Great idea.
Friday, 6:48 a.m.
Well, thank you for staying, but I want my hot self goodbye back. I called you, and I said I was going to miss you. Now you're staying. You're like the ex-girlfriend that would never leave. Jesus.
End of message.
Because I love you.
6:49 a.m.
Hey, Danielle. I just want to say I'm glad you're still on the show. And I'm glad you finally realized there's no money in YouTube cat videos.
End of match.
Actually, that's not true. I'll still be doing that.
There's a lot of money in that. There are some people that make millions of dollars doing videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's a 1% thing, but if you can break through, you can make a ton of money.
Yeah.
I think 60 Minutes did something recently with some Instagram stars.
Yes.
And
the kid that does the split. I don't know his name, but he does this. This kid just—I gotta blow my brains out. Man.
They had him walking around.
The kid just does splits.
Are you talking about the kid who's like a blonde-haired surfer-looking guy?
And that's how he got famous. His big thing was that he would just show up places and do a split.
Logan Paul's his name.
Logan Paul. They walked around New York City with him.
Yeah.
And people were going berserko.
Nuts.
Like it was like Paul McCartney was walking through Times Square. Now he makes. I think he said he made $20-30 million a year.
He's making a lot of money off the endorsements.
Yeah. They pay him a fortune.
That's how you get it. Because they have YouTube partner revenue, but it's like the sponsorships.
No.
That's what gets
it. If you have the massive numbers, then people are going to pay for eyeballs.
That's the only reason I stayed. Do nothing in life but do an effing split, you get millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And then there's guys that work their nuts off their entire life and can't even make a buck. And this guy he's good looking. So because he's good looking and he can do an effing split.
He's got bodily autonomy. He has bodily autonomy.
Friday, 6:55 a.m.
So I woke up today. Nintendo is making a comeback, so is Danielle. What a day to be an American, baby! Woo!
End of message.
Another member of the Fan Yell Club,
as
we call it here at WAAF.
Friday, 6:56 p.m.
Wait, Greg, you're getting Trump there. Looks like he's going to vote up his Washington cabinet with the political rejects that nobody likes.
End of message.
I don't know how anybody doesn't think he's going to do a good job. Successful people are successful for a reason. That's all I really want to say, honestly. So now Trump, he's been elected president, and his whole life is always about being the best. Do you think this man wants to go down as the worst president ever? Or is he going to do everything in his power to ensure that his legacy, that he gets thinking of my mustache. that he's honored, quite like Lincoln, quite like Washington. That's what he wants to do. He wants to be the best ever. He's not satisfied with being a Jimmy Carter or a Barack Obama. He wants to go down as the best ever. So the people who think this man's going to do a bad job, it's kind of not Danielle. It came out wrong.
I think it was I'm glad that he said last night on 60 Minutes that he wasn't going to take a salary. Yes. I think that was a good move.
Well, I've never commented on this, but the answer is no. I think I have to, by law, take $1. So I'll take $1 a year. But it's a... I don't even know what it is. Do you know what the salary is?
$400,000. Yeah,
no, I'm not going to take the salary. I'm not taking it.
Is he going to pay his taxes on the $1?
Oh, boy.
I hope he's going to pay his taxes.
You don't need to take it. You see, he's already promoting like his hotels, casinos on the Gov websites.
I haven't seen that. Yeah. No. Where is that?
Oh, like, has it? You can't do that.
He has. Oh, yeah. In his bio,
stop
man.
Crap. This is people listening and they read. Believe in you.
Get out of the dumpster, buddy, and go read. Listen
There's
to yourself.
There's no way. You can't. You know how against the law that is? The Constitution brought to you by Trump Tower.
Just you wait, buddy.
Be specific, Rob.
Well, I guess like the whatever incoming president gets some kind of bio on whatever .gov website, and they reference like Obama had said all the charity work he'd done, whatever
The charity work that he did?
Yeah.
You mean are you calling community organizing charity work?
Well, it is. Bobby didn't get paid.
I love this. Okay, so Obama's
they say like, his explanation of what
it's not him speaking. It's somebody who wrote a bio about him.
Have you actually seen this? Because I can't find this on whitehouse.gov anywhere.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know if it's on whitehouse.gov. I'll find it.
Find me the .gov because I'd like to see it.
The Bill of Rights is brought to you by Trump Golf Courses.
But you know that his bio would include the fact that he has a real estate company. He's built hotels and things, right? You would expect that would be in his bio because that's what he's done.
That's what
is
I'm
there a
saying.
Hot link
so
to
it's
a,
but plugging.
It's not plugging.
No,
it's talking about what? Yes, really.
Saying, hey, we got this. We got this.
But that's his life.
We got
that's
this.
What he
we
did.
Got this. We got this.
What else? What are they going? So they're going to just put nothing? They're just going to put Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
You don't think he's an angry
white man?
He's full of hate.
I know. I won't talk.
Homophobic.
No, Rob, I'm not trying to say that. I just think
sorry.
All I'm saying is, but they have to.
There are no other agendas.
All right. You know what? I'll hop on your train on this one. I think it's obnoxious that he's not taking the money.
What you do?
Yeah, because it just makes him seem. Just like a rich white dick. Sorry.
Wait, you'd rather he took the $400,000?
Maybe I'd rather if he said he's going to take the money and donate the whole thing. I don't know. I think it's great that he doesn't need to take the money. So I'm really proud of the guy that he's that successful. He sounds so arrogant when he's just like, oh, how much is it? I don't know. But don't act like you don't know what's a $500,000, you dick. And don't act like a $500,000's not anything. It's a lot of money.
5:51 a.m.
Hey, Bill. How many tackles did that 2018 draft pick from Cleveland make last night? Looks like we could have used Jamie Collins. Just saying.
They're turning on the great one.
Rapidly and strongly.
They want Jamie Collins back immediately.
5:58 a.m.
Well, here it is Monday morning, coming back from a three-day weekend. Yeah, I missed Danielle's last show, but that's okay because Mike Shue's back on the morning show, and there's going to be a parade of smokes coming through the studio and on Greg's Instagram. It's going to be awesome. Wait, is that Danielle? Danielle's still on the show? Mother!
End of message.
Oh, my God.
If you weren't here, it would have just been me and Shue this morning because LB no-showed.
Right.
Yes, Rob.
So I can't believe this is a website. Greatagain.gov.
www.greatagain.gov. Greatagain.gov.
And you'll see his incoming bio.
I gotta look this thing up. Greatagain.gov.
6:12 a.m.
Hey, kid. I won't be in tomorrow. I'm with Dennis and Cam. We got Wanda Sykes in the trunk. Make a little pit stop in Mexico.
End of message.
I gotta believe that was not the way Cam wanted that event to go.
No.
On Saturday night.
Not even a little bit.
Whether or not they were, I don't know who, I'm assuming Cam was probably a Trump guy. I might be wrong, so I can't speak for him.
Yes.
But at a charity event, I feel like he just let that go. Like, go up there and be funny.
That's what you're
Let's
there for.
Let's not make this political. If you want to make...
Spaz, you're trying to get back on the radio and you're dropping S-bombs? What is wrong with you?
This is how frustrated I am about the whole situation. I apologize.
What is wrong with you?
6:22 a.m.
ALB, step one in Alcoholics Anonymous. We admitted that we were powerless over alcohol and our lives had become unmanageable. You might want to keep that in mind when you don't come to work.
End of message.
He'll probably be back tomorrow.
No way.
I would assume our pal LB will be back tomorrow.
Yeah, he will be.
Back here.
Was there a NASCAR thing today or anything like that?
No, this is a big game last night.
So you get the big game. Nothing else today, no other events.
Big game last night.
6:24 a.m.
Just when I thought Jimmy Hayes was the worst performer at the Boston Garden, along comes Wanda Sykes.
End of message. Jeez.
It's a cheap shot at Hazy.
6:36 a.m.
Hey, Greg. Robert Kraft here. Greg, I want to apologize for LB not making it in this morning. See, after that loss, we were pretty depressed and we killed off a couple of bottles of good scotch. Last time I saw LB, he was balled up in the fetal position with a crayon box at asshole's garage. So Greg, can you remind my boy Bob Zettelman that too many cocktails on Saturday makes for fumbles on Sunday? Thank you, Greg.
End of message.
Edelman never fumbles a ball. Oh, Bubs is, you know, that's not Bubs. That loss is not on Bubs. It's on the defense.
6:52 a.m.
Hey, Greg, now that no-good Danielle is not on the show anymore, can you get a hot, young, conservative babe to fill in for her? What? Still on the show? Hi, Danielle. Love you. Love the show.
End of message.
Love you too, buddy. That's great.
I want to stay. Can I stay? I want to stay.
What are you
saying? I know I left 4 years ago, but I want to stay.
We don't have any money in the budget to pay you. I mean, is that okay?
Yeah, it's
okay. All right.
I told him I'm hiring part-time phone screeners.
I should have applied for that. I saw that on All Access.
6:55 a.m.
Danielle left, but is there. LB didn't leave, but he's not there. Baz left, but he's there.
End of message.
It's very confusing.
It's like Inception in radio.
It's very confusing. All right. Thank you very much for participating this Monday morning during Hill Mail.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.